And turning now to world news, rebels in Mali have announced a ceasefire, saying they've achieved their goal of capturing the northern part of the country. The Tuareg rebels want to establish a separate nation in the north. Meanwhile, Mali's government remains in turmoil following a recent coup by military officers. WFP spokesperson in Geneva, Elizabeth Beers, said the situation is causing a humanitarian crisis as people flee the violence.
Most humanitarian needs are mostly those now related to displacement, especially in terms of shelter, food, essential items, also such as soaps or buckets, and also access to health care and nutrition support are our priority needs, given, of course, the limited access to basic services they have right now. So we are scaling up our operation, doing our best to reach those people. And also we see that prices have increased, especially in areas affected to the country. And also with the increased prices of petrol, this might be a problem for those people because all the commercial exchanges and flows from neighboring countries such as Algeria and Mauritania have been reduced. So we need to scale up operation. We are going to increase the humanitarian flights from Niger to Mali in order to address the needs of those people.